Hey, everybody, and welcome to this deep dive. We're going to be talking about something that we all use every day, maybe multiple times a day.
Every day, definitely.
And it's please and thank you.
Two very simple words, but...
But they're more than meets the eye.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah. We use them without even thinking, right? But there's this whole fascinating history behind them. And they really say a lot about, you know, how we interact as humans.
We've got some research here that we're going to dive into.
Yeah, we're going deep. We're going to look at, you know, where these words came from, how they've changed over time.
The origins of these words, how their meaning has changed.
Exactly. And even, you know, how different cultures use them. Because, believe it or not, not everyone says please and thank you in the same way.
Yeah, and we're also going to touch upon, like, how important they are and what they really mean.
Yeah.
You know, beyond just the words themselves.
Absolutely. Because they're more than just, you know, polite phrases. They're about gratitude. They're about respect. They're about building relationships.
Exactly. And that's kind of what this deep dive is all about. So let's just jump right into it. First up, please. You know, we all learn it as kids. It's like the magic word.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it has a deeper history. What's the story there?
Oh, it definitely does. Okay, so please actually comes from the old French phrase, s'il vous plaît, meaning if it pleases you.
Okay.
And if you go back even further, it traces back to the Latin placer, which means to please or to appease.
Oh, interesting. So like making someone happy or kind of like satisfying them in a way?
Yeah, exactly. So you can see how the meaning of please has kind of shifted over time, because originally it was more about acknowledging someone's power or authority.
Oh.
Like you were kind of appealing to their good graces,
right,
rather than just being, you know, polite.
So it was less about like, hey, could you do this for me? It was more like, if it pleases you, Your Highness.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It is. But as societies changed and like power structures became less rigid, please kind of evolved into this way of softening a request, just, you know, being more polite.
So it went from like showing deference to just being nice.
Exactly. And it's interesting to see how language reflects those changes in society.
And there's one thing that I've always been curious about. You know, when we say something like, please pass the salt.
Yeah.
That's like a command, but we're still using please.
Right.
So where did that come from?
Well, that particular way of using please actually originated in Scottish English.
Oh, really?
Way back in the mid-16th century. So it's been around for a while.
I had no idea. Okay, so please has evolved over time.
Yeah.
And we use it in commands as well. But, like, why do we make such a big deal about teaching kids to say please?
Mm.
Is it really just about manners, or is there more to it?
It is about manners, but it's more than that, I think. It's really about giving them a tool to communicate effectively and respectfully.
So it's like it's teaching them how to express their needs and get what they want, but in a way that's considerate of others.
Yeah, exactly. It's about finding that balance between, you know, asserting yourself and being respectful of other people's boundaries.
So it's not just like, say please so you're not rude. It's about like giving them the power to communicate in a positive way.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because, you know, kids are pretty good at picking up on these social cues. Like they learn pretty quickly that saying please often gets them what they want.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to teach them that it's not just about manipulation. It's about building positive relationships.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's something that, you know, will benefit them throughout their lives.
It's a life skill.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to thank you.
Mm.
It seems so simple, but it's really about acknowledging someone's generosity, right?
Yeah.
Like yeah. Recognizing that they've done something for you.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is that thank you comes from the old English word thunak, which actually means thought or goodwill.
Huh. So it wasn't just about saying thanks. It was like conveying positive feelings towards the other person.
Yeah, pretty much. Like you were acknowledging their kindness and expressing your appreciation for it.
So you're like sending good vibes their way.
Exactly. And that's something that, you know, I think we've kind of lost touch with a little bit in modern times. Like we just throw around thank you so casually.
Yeah, it's almost become automatic. You know, you hold the door for someone, they say thank you, you say you're welcome.
But back then, expressions of gratitude were often more elaborate. And I think part of that has to do with how society was structured. Like in early English culture, there was a big emphasis on duty and obligation.
So like helping people out was just part of your role in society.
Yeah, exactly. So you didn't necessarily need to thank someone for doing what they were supposed to do.
Oh, that's interesting. So it was less about like this constant exchange of thank yous and more about just fulfilling your responsibilities.
Yeah. Right. And that's why it's so fascinating to see how thank you evolved from this like general sense of goodwill into a specific expression of gratitude. It really reflects how our ways of showing appreciation have changed over time.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of change, I'm curious about something. We say thank you all the time now, but did they use that shortened form back then? Or was it more formal?
That's a good question. Actually, the shortened thank you didn't become common until the 19th century.
Really? So what did they say before that?
Well, they used more elaborate phrases like, I thank you kindly, or I am much obliged to you.
Oh, wow. So thank you went from being this like big formal thing to a more casual expression.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that reflects how our society has become more informal in general.
That makes sense. But you know, what's funny is that now I feel like we might overuse thank you.
Yeah.
Like we say it for everything, even for things that aren't really a big deal.
Absolutely. And in some cultures, saying thank you too much can actually be seen as a bad thing. Like it can create distance between people.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, in some cultures, especially in collectivist cultures where relationships are very important, constantly saying thank you can make it seem like you're keeping track of favors.
Oh, so it's like you're implying that the relationship is transactional.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you're only doing things for each other because you expect something in return.
That's so interesting. So in those cultures, it's more about just doing things for each other out of love and care without needing to constantly express gratitude.
Yeah, precisely. It's about understanding that you're part of a group and you're there to support each other.
So it's not that they don't appreciate the help, it's just that they express it in different ways.
Exactly.
That's fascinating. It really shows that something as simple as thank you can have different meanings depending on the cultural context.
Absolutely. And that's something we need to be more aware of, especially in today's globalized world.
Yeah, definitely. We can't just assume that everyone sees things the same way we do.
Right. And I think that's a good segue into talking about the different ways that gratitude is expressed across cultures.
Okay. Let's dive into that.
So it's not just about how often we say thank you. It's about how we express gratitude in general. There are actually different ways to show appreciation beyond just the words themselves.
So like actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, kind of. A researcher named James Tudge, he actually identified three types of gratitude.
Oh, interesting.
There's verbal gratitude, which is, you know, saying thank you or expressing your appreciation through words. Then there's concrete gratitude, which is more about giving a tangible gift to show your appreciation.
So like a present or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's connective gratitude, which is more about reciprocating in a way that benefits the helper. So it's not just about saying thanks. It's about strengthening the social bond between you.
So it's like you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah, in a way. But it's more about, you know, showing that you value the relationship and you're willing to do something for the other person in return.
So it's like paying it forward.
Exactly. And these different forms of gratitude really highlight the different ways that people express their appreciation.
Yeah, that's true. And it makes me think about how, you know, we've been talking a lot about the English words please and thank you. But I'm curious, how do other cultures express these ideas?
Oh, that's a great question. It's actually pretty fascinating to see how different languages have different ways of saying please and thank you.
Yeah, I bet there are some interesting variations out there.
Oh, definitely. For example, in Spanish, please is por favor and thank you is gracias.
I've heard those before.
Yeah, they're pretty common. And both of those phrases actually have roots in Latin, which shows how much the Roman Empire influenced European languages.
Wow, that's cool. What about French? They're known for being like really polite.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In French, please is s'il vous plaît, which literally translates to if it pleases you.
Oh, that's so fancy.
It is, right.
Yeah.
And thank you is merci, which is a word that we all recognize.
Yeah, it's very elegant. What about German? They're like known for being more direct, right?
Yeah, they are. And that's reflected in their language. In German, please is bitte and thank you is danke, both very short and to the point.
That's interesting. So even the way they say please and thank you kind of reflects their cultural values.
Exactly. And it gets even more interesting when you look at languages that are very different from English.
Like what?
Well, for example, in Japanese, please is kudasai and thank you is arigato. And what's really cool about Japanese is that they have different levels of formality depending on the situation and the relationship between the speakers.
Oh, wow. So like you would use different words for please and thank you if you were talking to your boss versus your friend.
Yeah, exactly. And that just shows how important politeness and social etiquette are in Japanese culture.
That's fascinating. Okay, what about other Asian languages, like Chinese?
Oh, well, in Mandarin Chinese, please is kling and thank you is siki.
Okay, and I'm guessing those words have their own unique cultural nuances too.
Oh, absolutely. Chinese culture places a high value on respect and harmony, and that's definitely reflected in their language.
So, please and thank you are more than just words. They're about maintaining those social bonds.
Exactly. And I think that's something that we can all learn from.
Yeah, definitely. It makes you realize that these simple phrases are actually really powerful. And speaking of power, earlier we were talking about how even chimpanzees show a form of gratitude. Do you think that means these instincts might be even older than language itself?
That's a really interesting question. And, you know, some researchers believe that it does. Like, there's evidence that chimpanzees are more likely to help another chimp who has helped them in the past.
Oh, wow. So it's like they're keeping track of favors too.
Yeah, in a way. And that suggests that the foundation for gratitude and reciprocity might go back millions of years.
So maybe saying please and thank you, is it just our way of expressing something that's been hardwired into us for a long time?
That's a fascinating thought, and it makes you wonder, if these behaviors are so ingrained, why do we still struggle with them sometimes? Like, why do we sometimes forget to say please and thank you? Or why do we take other people's kindness for granted?
That's a good point. And it makes me think about how our world is becoming increasingly fast-paced and technology-driven.
Yeah.
Like, are we losing that personal connection in our interactions?
Yeah, that's a valid concern, and I think it's something we need to be mindful of. Like, just because we can communicate instantly through text messages and emails, it doesn't mean that we should forget the importance of face-to-face interaction.
And the importance of those simple courtesies that make us human.
Exactly. Like, saying please and thank you is more than just good manners. It's about acknowledging the other person and showing that you value them. It's about creating a more positive and respectful society.
Yeah, and it's not just about the words themselves, it's about the feelings behind them. Like
Yeah.
when you genuinely appreciate something that someone has done for you, it makes you want to express that gratitude.
Exactly. And it's amazing how a simple act of gratitude can have such a big impact on both the giver and the receiver.
Yeah, it's like this like ripple effect of positivity.
Exactly. And I think that's something that we could all use a little more of in the world today.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of positivity, I remember reading this heartwarming story about a little girl who wrote a thank you note for movie
Oh,
tickets.
that's sweet.
Yeah. And it was just so simple, but it meant so much to the person who received it.
It's those little things that really make a difference, and it's so important to teach kids the value of gratitude from a young age.
Yeah. It's like setting them up for success in life.
Yeah.
You know, there was this other story that really stuck with me. It was about this older couple who were selling their dining set.
Okay.
And the wife was really attached to it. She had a lot of memories associated with it.
Ah.
And the person who bought it could tell that she was sad to see it go. So they sent her a thank you note and they told her how much they loved the dining set and how they were going to cherish it.
That's lovely.
And the wife was so touched by that, she actually wrote back and said that it made her feel better knowing that the dining set was happy in its new home.
Oh, wow. That's a perfect example of how a simple act of kindness can go a long way. It's about acknowledging the other person's feelings and showing that you care.
Yeah, and it's about recognizing that even in a simple transaction, like buying and selling furniture, there's still room for human connection.
Exactly. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
It is. So as we wrap up this deep dive into please and thank you, what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from all this?
Well, I think the most important thing is to remember that these phrases are more than just words. They're about respect, they're about gratitude, and they're about building positive relationships.
And they're about making the world a better place, one interaction at a time.
Exactly.
So the next time you say please or thank you, really mean it. Think about the person you're talking to and how your words might affect them.
And don't be afraid to go beyond the words themselves. Like, maybe write a thank you note or do something kind for someone who's helped you out.
Or just take a moment to really listen to someone and show them that you care.
It's the little things that count.
Well said. It's been amazing exploring all this with you.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of please and thank you. We hope you learned something new today. And remember, a little bit of politeness goes a long way. Until next time.